Okay.
All right. Is your first time here?
I've been here before.
Oh. The father, go ahead and have a seat over here for me.
Yes.
Do you have a gallery that's
Sir? Now I'm going to exercise my right to stand in the courtroom. Please do not address me as sir. I'm not sir.
Okay, you have to put your phone away.
This has all my notes. I'm going to be using it today.
No, you need to.
I will be using this phone for my notes today. All my notes, everything I've submitted in court, this is going to be used as a reference.
The phone needs to be put away.
It will not be put away. I'll be using this phone. Then the case will be dismissed. Do you agree? Do you agree that the case is dismissed and the judgment is in my favor? I'm not a sovereign citizen.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm not a sovereign citizen.
Okay.
I'm sovereign.
Right.
Not a citizen.
Okay. Okay.
I have filed this.
We haven't started the hearing, but the phone doesn't need to be put away.
I will not consent to putting my phone away. I need it. I have references off of my phone. It's my statement is on the phone. I come in peace and I'm a friend of the court. I'm a friend of the state. Can you make sure my witness is in the courtroom, please? Could you please make sure my witness is in the courtroom?
Yeah, you can sit back there.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I don't see him.
What's his name?
His name's Brian.
This is in the interest of Taylor case 22DP277. This is set for judicial review today. I have all present, please state your names.
Good morning, Your Honor. Susie Betts, attorney for the department.
Jo Madison Flynn, the case manager.
Luann Goodad, attorney for the government in Lightham office for David Curlander.
Julia Rodriguez.
Hello, Bill, caregiver.
Jillian Rodriguez, School District of Palm Beach County.
Jim Hall, attorney for the child. Apologize.
All right, the gentleman standing, can you identify yourself for this hearing?
Yes, I'm a man known as Salvatore Matthew. I do not associate with the last name Farina. That's a state given name, and I do not associate with that. I'm claiming jurisdiction over this case today.
All right, and this is in the interest of Ocean Taylor. What's your relation to Ocean Taylor?
Ocean is my daughter. She's
okay.
My property, and I'm here to demand that the state give me my property back.
All right, so it's a judicial review today, and person we hear from Ms. Rodriguez on school updates. You swear or affirm testimony about to give the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
Yes.
All right, thank you for providing that patient.
Ocean is a new kindergartner at Barton Elementary School, and she is currently a
parent. All right. Great. Ms. Betts.
You call me St. Floyd.
Ms. St. Floyd. That's where you live. Do you swear or affirm testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Could you please state your name and spell your last name for the record?
My name is Jo Madison.
I have an objection to Ocean Taylor, the claim that they're making that Ocean Taylor is in school right now.
Oh.
Could you please hear what I have to say in regards to that? You didn't listen to the reason why.
You didn't. Okay.
Okay.
You can make an evidentiary objection, which is a matter of a few words. You have an evidentiary
sure.
objection.
I have.
You didn't state the evidentiary objection.
Okay. I have a few words.
What's the evidentiary objection?
I have Ocean Taylor in custody right now.
Okay.
This is the state-created entity, Ocean Taylor. You have my daughter in your school, Barton Elementary. Her name is Ocean Analima. She does not associate with the
Sir,
last name Taylor.
The objection's overruled. If you have something to present that's relevant today, you'll be given that opportunity. Right now, the department is going to go first.
I will not proceed unless you take a look at this document. This is the state-created entity, Ocean Analima Taylor. You have in my custody, Ocean Analima. That's her God-given name. I have God-given rights to my daughter.
You're proceeding in the fashion that you're suggesting, and this is a hearing under the court's jurisdiction.
Objection to the court's jurisdiction. I am here claiming jurisdiction over this case. I am sui juris. I stand in my own jurisdiction. I will not proceed under your jurisdiction.
All right. The issues you're raising are not really issues referred to me as far as jurisdiction. jurisdictional issues. I'm hearing an update on how the child is doing today, Ocean, and the state gets to go first. And the objections to, that you've made are not evidentiary objections, and those objections are over.
Unfortunately, I cannot proceed with your jurisdiction. Your Honor, this is my jurisdiction. I stand in my own jurisdiction. I claim personal jurisdiction over this case.
Claims,
do you understand personal jurisdiction means?
Claims we can, you can certainly file what you wish and be heard before the court on those issues. Jurisdictional issues are not issues that are referred here. This is a judicial review that's been referred to me by the order of referral previously entered by the court.
Unfortunately, that I cannot proceed with your jurisdiction. I claim my own jurisdiction. I claim my property. I demand that you give me my property back. I have your state-created Ocean Annalyn Taylor in the courtroom today for the record. It's in my hand. I have custody of Ocean Annalyn Taylor. I wish to have this case dismissed today. I wish for you to give me my property back and my daughter, as well as a judgment for $10,000 a day since my daughter was taken on May 22nd, 2022. So as a clerk of the court, this is what I ask. I'm placing you as trustee over this case to handle the matters.
No, sir.
I'm the beneficiary.
There's some very limited issues that have been referred to me as a general magistrate. The judge that presides over the division has referred very specific limited issues, which include judicial reviews and permanency hearings. So the issues that you wish to raise are not appropriate for judicial review. They're not properly referred to me. I have very limited jurisdiction, so to speak, and that is to hear judicial review today. I'm not here, I am not under any authority to hear a motion to dismiss or any claims that you're making with respect to jurisdiction. Those have to be brought before the division judge. So all of the issues you're raising, they're not.
I'm here at trial today.
This is not a trial.
I'm asking for a speedy trial. I'm exercising my rights. I want a trial today. Okay, I cannot proceed because I have jurisdiction. So what do you want to do?
Mr. Farina, you're gonna be dismissed if you continue to.
Your Honor, I'm claiming jurisdiction. I cannot deny my own jurisdiction. I'm a man amongst the court. You're a corporation. You guys are a corporation. You're all a legal fiction. May I ask for your delegation of authority before we proceed? I do need to see that, to see that you claim jurisdiction over me. Can you please prove that in this courtroom today?
Mr. Farina, this is not
helpful. Objection, I'm not Mr. Farina. My Christian name is Salvatore Matthew, having full jurisdiction over this case.
Sir, we're not going
to... I'm not it. Sir. Objection to sir.
If this continues, then, if you choose not to participate in the way that the court's procedures are in place, according to the rules of juvenile procedure, according to the order of referral, this matter having been referred to me, if you do not wish to participate according to the rules of juvenile procedure and the Florida statutes, then you would need to be excused. If you continue to interrupt, you are welcome to listen. I will hear what you have to say later on, but if you continue to interrupt, you cannot continue to interrupt this proceeding, all right, on matters that are not referred to me. I am here for a judicial review.
Your Honor, there's grounds for dismissal. I do not see my accuser here, and I do not see my daughter here in this courtroom. I cannot proceed. So I ask that this case be dismissed and my property be returned, Your Honor.
All right, I can't even grant or deny your request because those are issues that are not properly referred. The general magistrate.
I cannot proceed. I do not see the accuser here. I do not see my daughter, but I do have custody of Ocean Annalima Taylor for the record, the state-created entity. I do wish this court to dismiss this case, give me back my property. I have God-given rights. I would like them to be respected in this courtroom. One of my God-given rights is the right to have my daughter. So I ask that the court respect my wishes to return my daughter to me. Give me my property.
All right. Do you have any other requests?
No further requests.
Okay. All of those requests, as they are four attendance motions, all of those motions are denied without prejudice. So
If my God-given rights are not to be respected in this courtroom, I'm going to ask to be dismissed from this because I have a God-given right to my daughter and you're not respecting that.
Your request is granted.
For the record, thank you.
Okay.
For the record, this case is dead in the water. The judge has abandoned ship and this case is dismissed. Judgment awarded to Salvatore Matthew, Christian name. Father Ocean Annalena.
Is your
Christian
email,
name.
Do you want a copy of the report resulting from this hearing?
I'll find it. I'll get it on my own. Thank you. Thank you for your cooperation today.
He's telling me that it's a lie. He's not telling the truth.
Ready for Labor Day, y'all? Yeah, barbecue. Or... No beer, so
I'll be getting out of fireworks. I left him with my buddy to take beers nowadays. Yeah, barbecue. Fish and chicken.
That's steak.
That's tail.
Hey, if you're not going to respect me and my God-given rights to ask
what's
my daughter, there's nothing more to talk about.
Whoa.
There is nothing more to talk about. There either is a God or there is not. There's the end of it. I don't have jurisdiction.
Well, understood. You explained that wrong. We're going
to
put it in the right
corner.
Did you not
know
what you said? You have a hand. You have a right. Man, you got a right to choose. You're presenting it in a fucking theater. You got to go to the right theater. You'll probably win.
That's bullshit. Well, then where's the right theater?
Well, you
got to.
What did you say?
Let's go to it. I'm ready.
He's
hungry. Well, then I'm wasting my time with these bozos.
Well,
am
of course
I
you are,
for?
Dude. You're here to waste
okay.
your time.
Okay. I'm ready to waste my time. Let's stop wasting my time. I'm not playing their little
bullshit game.
Come on.
You trapped me. He said, information, you're going to camp, pardon me, is not. He ain't the right judge.
He's lying. He's a magistrate.
Of course he's lying, bro. But you got to put it in front of the judge to rely again with the right judge. And then he has to listen to it.
That's the federal court. That's the only way.
And whatever the case may be.
So we gotta go to federal court, you know. You're my witness.
You know?
Thank you for coming in. They were trying to beat me up. You seen that shit?
Well, yeah.
You
kept interrupting them, which is expected.
That's why
they had all the bozos come in there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they bowed up. They said, we're at an SU. Red alert, red alert. We
right.
sent three in.
Yeah, red alert. This guy's a wild one. Oh, wrong way.
But everything's been recorded, so I got this on record. They're denying me my God-given rights. That's hilarious. In Palm Beach County, Florida, on the record, look, it's all being recorded. They denied me my God-given rights in Palm Beach County, Florida. Magistrate James B. Williams denied me of my God-given rights to my daughter today at the Palm Beach County Courthouse on the record. Servant.
Oh, you're good.
Okay.
Yep.
It's my daughter. I don't have keys.
You're a public servant. He's a public servant, bro. He's trying to tell me something.
Traveling. I got court tomorrow. I'm traveling. Hey.
I got court tomorrow.
Nah, I'm not coming out the car. I'm not coming out the car.
Get out of the
what
car.
What are you doing?
What am I doing? Get out of the car.
For what? No.
Ma'am, can you step out the car, please?
I'm getting arrested.
No, you're not getting arrested at all.
GPS signal lost.
You're not getting arrested at all. I promise.
Just, Ryan, please.
As long as everything's good with you.
Yeah, this is my daughter. He was giving me a ride.
Okay. That's fine.
I gave him
where you guys headed to?
I was telling him to take me back home.
Okay.
Can she get that?
Yeah. On your side. I'm going to help you up. Bring your knees to your chest.
Yeah.
One. We're going to roll over. Up. One, two.
Can you get gloves?
Okay. For one brake light, I go to the cars, I don't talk to the police, I'm not talking to you, I'm not dealing with you. I was like, so you're not going to give me any info? He's like, nope. So I asked for 94. The Lord tried to open, no, I ain't fucking talking to you guys. So I got to step back, but I'm not getting out. We open the car, rip them out. I don't know how we're gonna have to get a rapid ID because he's not gonna give us. Let me see if I can find his ID. Okay. Hey,
ask that lady if she knows.
Oh, I got it.
Foxtrot 650-793-820090.
Love it. Did you get a gun? Is that what you said?
No.
Not yet, but it's coming. Usually when you see one of these, there's something else in the car.
There's got to be something here, bro.
Two guys.
Tell me this guy's not gonna have drugs on him. Not that I care, because I already got the arrest, but.
You should. It's tobacco leaves everywhere.
I know, there's gotta be something. Hey, dude. I gotta bring all this shit with me. I can't leave it in the car,
no,
right?
Just bring all the important stuff. His phone and his wallet. Everything else stays in here. I'm not doing a whole fucking putting this shit in safekeeping and all that stuff. Just search it and see what we can find. That's it.
Bro, how is there nothing in here, bro?
So we had to fight this dude out of the car. So this is from like gun. I tried to fill out some paperwork for you. I mean,
yeah, just so you can get it fixed. Yeah. I don't know if it's gonna. Oh well.
Sorry, dude, this guy was.
I saw.
Sorry. Yeah. Actually, this one's kind of off. I don't know. I don't know if he's really right there.
Well, hold on. Let me get a rag or something. Let me get the spray. Out here.
All right, just give us a second. Yeah, sure. Sorry, bro. It's all. There's seriously no fucking drugs in here.
He's living out.
Alright. You checked all in here?
Yeah. Wanna check the other part?
Call for this. They can mark it down. You can get it fixed. This problem is
hopefully.
Oh,
sorry, man. We're just gonna call our supervisor quick.
Is this gonna get towed?
Honestly, it's not because it's on private property. So, do you work here?
Yeah, I run the place.
Oh, the building?
Yeah.
Okay, well then what you can do is you can call a tow truck. We can't get it towed because it's on private property.
Right.
So you can call them whenever you want, and they can come and they can tow it.
Okay.
All right. Hey.
Can we leave it here if we're arrested? If it's on private property?
It's on private property. I mean, we can, but no, fuck them. Tow it. Make his life difficult. Yeah, I guess so.
No, tow the shit. Well, is there anything?
Hey, we're gonna, we'll tow it. We'll tow it, good. Yeah, you gotta do, what?
Huh?
What did he say?
He said to send him a picture of it to see what he thinks about the test.
I'm just gonna call. I have to like take, you know.
No, I tried to call.
Remember, he said he had a meeting today, too. It's probably in his meeting.
Oh, shit. Oh, I don't want to... I think I have to let him know.
Well, I told Hatch, I was going to let KK know, but he's also going to text him.
I might just go on the radio and be like, Bravo 2 to Bravo 10.
Can yeah. You?
And if he can't answer me, he can't answer.
update. 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 Message. Update. 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 Update.
Northbound Bravo 2. LB 51, 1019 with my 1015 starting mileage in the notes.
Update. Message. Message. Update. 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 Update.
Hey, do I change this to a 17, 19?
Update.
Resist.
What else?
Resist.
Update.
He didn't
have a license?
Yeah.
He didn't
want to
give
it to us. So as soon as I got to the car, he's like, I don't like police. I don't deal with police. And I'm not
talking
to you. So if he didn't want to give it to you, charge him for a refusal, he's got to give you his license.
Oh, okay. Well, refusal to provide ID.
So yeah. I could hit him for both.
Update.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to talk to you too. Don't go too far.
Yeah,
so you have to have
refusal and resisting without.
Yeah. Was it car register?
Update.
Yes. If he refuses to sign the ticket, don't print it. If he refuses to sign the ticket, did you give him? Yeah. Fucking him with another charge.
He's traveling. He's not driving.
Update. Message. Update.
Wait.
Give him what?
The paper. Like a piece of the paper.
Oh.
So, like, he went to go do it just off of this. See how snapped.
Hey, can you do this property?
Yeah, I got you, guy. Don't worry.
He's got a lot of shit in his wallet, bro.
Update. 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 Message. Update. 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 Message. Update. 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 Message. Update.
This working, bro.
My boy finally got himself in the red. What's it been, like 8 years, bro? That's the first sovereign citizen act we actually had to arrest.
I asked him, I was, you're a sovereign citizen, aren't you? He's like, nope.
Yes, he is, bro. So there's no reason why you, how are you not a sovereign citizen? Look at him, he's pondering in there now. He wishes he got out the car. Fucking gun. He was definitely trying to get sex with that girl.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, she walked out. She said, can I get my internet? I said, you're what? My internet. I got my internet in there. Bro, shorty pulls out an entire router with a box. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Bro, why is none of this working, bro?
Doesn't need this. Who the hell is this? Carolyn D. Energy Consultant? That's weird.
Update.
Why is update. Hatch on shoplifting? Oh, he's never...
He never cleared from it. Bro, does this guy have a date to get into our police department? Just this, his phone. Mm-hmm.
That was funny, I'm not even gonna lie to you.
Can't look at my notes to see my arrest time. So. Northbound Bravo 2. Can you tell me what my arrest time was?
No, Miranda. The. This guy Miranda took a picture of the suspect. what'd she say, 12:32?
Yeah.
Bro, the Toyota next to it. The white Toyota, the guy that the car is that we damaged.
Camry?
Yeah. Camry or Corolla, whichever one that is.
I think you can see it in the.
I gotcha. Well, yeah. No, yeah, the KK needs all of it to send to, gotcha.
Oh, what the fuck?
Damn it, I put it in the wrong time.
This happens to nobody else's computer. I don't understand.
What, it's not working?
No.
Oh, why don't you plug it into, oh, you did.
It's not, it's literally not.
I can use pictures of the scene.
No.
You
guys, nah, you're good. Just gonna do his property and be out. Gotcha. Damn, bro, I was hoping we'd use the taser. I want to fucking tase somebody.
That dude's like, chill, chill, now you want me to fucking
chill. Did he say anything to you in the car?
Nope.
Yeah, because now he regrets not coming out the car. All he had to do was listen. What'd you even get him for?
Bro, brake lights. I'm like, bro, you're going to make this worse, really, for brake lights? I'm like, come on.
Damn.
Damn, what was that address we were at? Do you remember?
What was that?
Do you remember what that address was?
613 North Lake.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Please. No, I was telling them to put in the group message on the way to that.
I'm just hitting this guy with a resistor. I'm not hitting it. anybody know what that other statute's called?
Look it up online. It's refusal to give ID or identity. I forgot what it's called. Oh, KK's asking if you're charging the guy with resisting too. So I think he thinks you're gonna do the ID one. Bro, I put white and green Toyota card, bro. Fuck. White and green Visa card. That boy Hatch been busy today, bro. Them accidents been coming in slowly. On a Leo. Miranda said, get a paper cut and charge him with battery on a Leo. Which one? The refusal?
The refusal.
Let me see, who's this one? Hey, Chief, how are you?
What's going
on? Yeah, the refusal to give ID should be a misdemeanor, and then the resisting, because he didn't hit anybody, so.
Sir, what's going on, man? What you got?
He's sovereign, right? Sovereign citizen?
He said he wasn't, but he definitely is.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Russ, do you know the statute for refusing to give your ID?
The refusal to identify yourself? You know...
I have to look it up. I mean, I got the charge book
on
my desktop.
Actually, yeah, I just don't have my laptop in there. And then his is not working.
Wait, is that the same thing?
But yeah, he just didn't want to get out the car. And then he said he's not talking to us, he's not dealing with us. And basically to just leave him alone.
So I don't know what KK, I guess KK said he told you. Yeah. The guy's car. It's always...
Bro, I'm not gonna lie, bro. I was a little scared. I was like, damn, bro. We just messed up this dude's car. But he was cool about it, though. He was like, okay.
Yeah. So let me go look. Come
on. Let me go look at the charge book. Any other PD, we wouldn't even tell him. He's like, hey, fuck. Call the insurance company.
The problem is, the guy came out. He definitely
saw him. He came out. He came out. And I was like, yeah, no, we gotta see something.
Yeah, it's perfect. Okay. A little bit of collateral damage.
Yeah, right. Okay, social security card, driver's license, got the yellow card, black and yellow card, the blue cards, the white and green cards, the red cards, and the two black Visa cards. Okay.
Do you always put a court date on here when you take it to the jail?
No, I let them do it, to be honest with you. Black phone. One, two, three white keys, three black keys. He said, other PDs don't even tell you, you're fucked. That was funny. Okay, I'm not going to put the key rings on here because... Every time I go there, they tell me to keep them on, and then some people tell me to take them off. So I have no idea what they want to do. All
right.
So I'll just leave them on here. If they make you add them, then you just got to add them.
Damn, bro, this guy ain't going to talk to us. I need his fucking place of birth.
No, just put refuse to say, and then let the jail deal with it. Or just put West Palm Beach, Florida. It's not like they're going to verify. That's a brown, brown belt.
Damn, bro, you putting the shoes in the brown bag? Never let him wear shoes.
Oh no, yeah, I know why I took them out.
Clear bags.
No, that's not my car, my trunk.
Oh.
In the top. Okay. In the back.
Gotcha.
It's the one I showed you?
Yeah, that's it.
Alright.
I just wanted to double check just to make sure.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. He's a douche.
Yeah.
What happened to the guy's car?
So he parked into, he pulled into a parking lot and parked.
Yeah, you know there's like five little bags of cocaine on your back seat, right?
No, there's not.
No.
Bro, that was scary. So,
there's so no bags in your car.
He parked in like a spot in between two cars. So I asked for 94 to come because he wasn't complying. He came, we ripped him out of the car, we were fighting with him, my gun belt, it was a white car, just
destroyed.
Yeah. One, I got a lot of it off with the white, so it was just a couple months. Do you have any jail plastic bags?
No, you gotta get it from the jail.
Huh?
We don't have it, that's the jail.
We don't have it here? We used to have it on the bus.
Why you car?
You do, but you get it from the jail.
Oh, okay.
So, whoever, when he transports, tell him to get, say, I need some,
he's a travel.
I need a couple property bags.
Mike, you're going to have to get property bags from the jail. The plastic
when you go to property, ask for a stack, and they'll give you a stack.
And just do me a favor, put the shit that has to go in the clear bag, put in one of those little...
I think he still thinks it's a good idea.
I thought we had a little brown bag.
That changes his mind.
You can give me
things. Look,
yeah,
do it again tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah. Just put it in here, just so I know.
Okay.
I
don't know. Let me get a sharpie.
Okay, okay.
This guy's name. It's not even a difficult. Salvatore Farina. Hey, he's from your neck of the woods, bro.
Okay. He is.
That's what y'all people be doing over there.
As soon as I saw he's from Boyne, I was like, oh, this is going to be something. I knew right away.
It's this guy's birthday.
What's up, Sarge? Phone case. Bro, I'm honestly, I'm about to like shoot Jessica or handcuff her, bro. She's not paying attention to the bills, bro. Now I got a $500-something electric bill.
Jesus.
Because she forgot about it last month, and now they said if we don't pay it, they're gonna cut the shit off tomorrow. I was like, damn, I gotta go pay it.
All right, guy, you're all set.
Thank you.
Yep. Mm-hmm.